Over Christmas, I tested Volvo's new XC90 flagship 7-seat SUV. It comes in three petrol and diesel models. I tested the mid-range 2-litre twin-turbo diesel inscription at $97,000. The new XC90 climbed $20,000 in price, and at this level it's now up against the big hitters in luxury SUVs, but it's more than capable of playing at this level. The styling's more modern, evolutionary, classy and appealing. The interior, even better than before, probably the most versatile in terms of how you can configure seven seats and luggage space. The twin-turbo diesel feels strong from low revs, but is clattery and a little lifeless at low speeds, which takes away some of the XC90's prestige. Ride quality with 20-inch rims and 45 series tyres was a little jittery on poor surfaces, but these criticisms aside, the latest XC90 is a very nice package for the money, loaded with equipment and safety items. Other high points are a wonderful 8-speed Gearronic automatic transmission with manual paddle shifters, a fabulous centre screen that's just so intuitive, nice instrumentation, and an extremely comfortable interior. Volvo may be owned by the Chinese now, but the Swedish flavour is more than evident. The XC90 superbly built and finished, and more than able to now carry a luxury tag. A host of technical and comfort equipment for the money, but you may have trouble buying one without a host of expensive options. 8 out of 10, I'm David Berthon.